Now on Books and Arts, we're meeting engraver and sculptor Samir Dakhil. Samir's family have been goldsmiths in Iraq for more than 600 years. He arrived in Sydney in 2016 after spending 2 years as a refugee in Jordan. And this week, Samir's miniature brass carvings are on show at the Singular Plural exhibition in Redfern in Sydney. It's all part of New Beginnings, the Refugee Arts and Culture Festival. Here he is speaking to Jennifer Wong.
Samir, you were in Jordan when you received a phone call, and then after you received the phone call, you made the pen that you're holding in your hand now, this beautiful gold pen. Can you tell me about this story?
Well, I was about 2 p.m. when the phone rang. I picked up the phone. They said, "We are the Australian embassy. Congratulations. You have your visa. Come and get it in about 3 or 4 days. Well, I was shocked, you know. Holding the phone, is it real? Is it not real? Is it something, someone is joking with me? So I start thinking, I was very happy, start thinking, if there is something I can do for this lovely country.
What did the phone call say?
Well, congratulations, this is the first word. You have been granted the visa. You can come and have your passport and your tickets, flying tickets, and you can come to Australia. I was very happy. No one can describe the happiness I was. So I started to think, what should I give to this lovely country? And I thought about a pen. This is the first pen I think ever been made this way. And I made two or three at the first. It wasn't, they wasn't very good. After that, I made this one. It was the loveliest pen I ever made. From the three, and I wrote on it, Shukran Australia in Arabic. It means thank you, Australia. I wrote it in English and Arabic.
It's quite a heavy pen, isn't it? It's gold in colour and it's very ornate, lots of different shapes and carvings. It kind of looks like there might be leaves and branches and roots. Tell me about the technique involved when it comes to making something like this.
Well, for a start, I started with the star on the flag. There's a star on the Australian flag, a big star. So if you can see, this is the star. Because Australians have a lot of races, a lot of different people, I start to make branches, a lot of branches, you know. And in the branches goes the Arabic word, Shukran Australia. This is a new Arabic man is in Australia. And the leaves here, they are all leaves from China, from Vietnam, from Iraq, from Syria. They are all leaves and beautiful leaves. So this is a kind of my thinking about this country.
When you were preparing for this exhibition, Singular Plural, what was going through your mind when you were making the tiny, tiny little dining sets and the beautiful quill that we saw? What were you trying to show when you were making these items?
I have this dream from 1997 to come to Australia, but I don't know why, but I have missed it so many times. So I have this eagle fingers holding an egg, and I wrote it and I designed it as "Hold on to your dreams." I didn't make it in the 97. I will make it another time. So when they called me for the exhibition, I thought about this dream, and I make the eagle's leg with the holding an egg. You know, it's like this pen. They signed my papers with a pen. Okay, Samir, you can come to Australia. I thought I make the pen, and now I make it in another way. 200 years, 300, 400 years, when you need to sign something, you need the quarrel and the feather. So I make it like this also. And the dining chairs, I love them. Two chairs and a table, so small, you know, it's lovely. And the odd, for the Anzac Day. It's a very brave men died for their country. They are very brave.
Let's talk about the ode. You've made a plaque. It's about the size of a palm,
yeah,
of a hand, and it hangs on the wall. It's a diamond shape, and within this diamond shape, a kind of burnished colour, are some words. And I'm just going to ask you to read the words for me.
Okay. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going dawn of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. This is a lovely poem. It's when I saw it, I really nearly cried, because I went to war about 10 years. I saw people die. Friends of mine died. They are all immortals. So I think I thought of the poem, and I started to work with it. I have put some flowers in it by sewing, hand sewing also. You shall see them in the exhibition. So they are immortals. For me, they are mortals.
You've been in Australia for about a year.
Yeah.
What have you noticed about your art changing since you've arrived?
First of all, I've tried to make things work at first. Then I was stopped because I don't know what the people think about this kind of art. I know some countries think about art only paintings. This is all about art. Nothing else. So I said, I maybe can go to industry. So I started with the blacksmithing. I wrote a lot of emails for companies here. After that, I said, there are people like us. They will understand the good work. They will appreciate it also. So I tried to put myself in their position, making myself almost a nosy so I can understand what they think. And I started with some I don't know why I keep missing the name for the Aboriginal, the instrument.
The didgeridoo?
I don't know why I keep missing the name. I saw it, someone was playing with it. I couldn't understand. I looked at it, it's only a hole from where the sounds are getting out. I looked for valves, I looked for strings, I looked for, it's impossible. So I made one, I took some pictures for it, and I made this small one, as you see it. So I started loving this country, you know, a love of good and heritage inside. So I'm looking for this kind of heritage, names, Aboriginal instruments, and that kind of thing. But you know, it's I'm still fresh, only 1 year. I need a lot of years to learn the ways of Australian people.
Samir, as well as the dining set that you've made for the exhibit, there are all kinds of tiny little artworks that you've brought in to show me. Some of them, I can't help but think they look like the pieces when you play Monopoly. Very, very tiny.
Yeah.
Tell me what you've got in your hand here and tell me how you made this.
Well, this is a rocking chair made of brass. You started by having a bar of brass and draw on it things you want to carve. After that, still start carving a bit by bit. So it makes the handles, the back, and the all the things inside. So it's make, even when you walk, help it, you could, sorry. Even when you look at it, it's look like a rocking chair. So it takes about 3 hours engraving, and about half an hour scratching to make it a bit beautiful. So this is my work.
The works that you make, those lines are very, very permanent in hard metals. How do you think that affects the way that you see the world and life?
Well, I think because we are brought in hard situations, I think that makes an artist or makes someone a bad person. I'm inside a very peaceful human being, but sometimes the way you start living it's harsh. You know, as Iraqis, we lived in war after war. So maybe this is have some influence on my work sometimes, because it is very hard to work with the bare hands and engrave on such kind of metals. I don't know. maybe that's the real thing.
Engraver and sculptor Samir Dakhil speaking there with Jennifer Wong. The Singular Plural exhibition is on at 107 projects in Redfern, that's in Sydney, until this Sunday, the 2nd of July, and it's part of the New Beginnings Refugee Arts and Culture Festival. And Samir will also be giving an engraving demonstration there on Saturday, the 1st of July, that's at 2 p.m. For all the details, visit Books and Arts on the RN website.